Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got CJ and Bubba Boy in the studio with me today. Eric, our dive author extraordinaire, connected via the web, as well as Barry the Boater. So we got a full team, not a complete team. Not everybody is here, and I'll explain that in just a minute. But I got to tell you, a big show today. Daryl Milkos from Cooper's Treasure on Discovery Channel is going to join us here in just a bit. If you haven't caught that show, had a season last year where he got this treasure map from space, from Gordon Cooper, the astronaut in space, and now he's tracking down all this treasure and stuff. Pretty cool show on Discovery. We're going to talk to him live in just a bit. Also, we got an update for you on Bugfest, and if that weren't enough, and it never was, we have Roz from the UK who has some insight on what's been going on with the cave diving, or the kids in the cave in Thailand, and the divers that are involved in that project. So that's all coming up on today's two-hour radio spectacular. However, I got to start off on a bit of a downer. And, you know, as you know, I was traveling. I was at the Long Beach Scuba Show. Then I spent some time with Mitch and Vinny Two Tanks and
Butch?
Tom.
Butch?
Yeah, what'd I say?
Mitch.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, that's what I meant.
It's Butch.
It's a tough day.
Oh, I was on vacation, and my son was left back home to hold down the fort while I was away, and that included feeding the Scuba Radio sea monkeys, which, as you would have guessed by now, he forgot to do.
Oh, I don't like where this is going.
Yeah. And, well, I hate to report, but the sea monkeys have passed. So, you know, the crew is a little sad.
Sorry, Greg.
It was tough for CJ and Bubble Boy to come in, but I said, guys, you got to be here for me. I don't know if I can get through the whole show, you know, reflecting on what has happened. I mean, we had a lot invested in these sea monkeys. I mean, I took water out of the tap and poured it into a bottle and released these eggs.
I feel like
a lot of effort.
They're my own. I cared for them as if they were my own bacteria.
Yeah. Well, me too. And you know, it was just it was a sad situation, and I feel I'm a little distraught. Not as distraught as like Jerry the Diver guy, who could not even be on the show today. He was so taken aback by the news.
Jerry's a sensitive soul.
He is. And I don't know. Bubble Boy, what about you? You holding up okay?
Greg, you should have told me this before I got here. I'm just hearing this now.
Yeah. Oh,
sorry.
This is news to you. Well, I appreciate the support. Eric, I don't know. I gave him heads up about this morning. Are you holding up okay, Eric, or what? What do you think?
You know, Greg, I just remember hanging out after a dive, having an adult beverage, and, you know, spending time. Wait a minute. Did you say the sea monkeys? I thought you meant the mermaid. No, just flush them.
Okay. Well, how dare you?
That is
heartless. Heartless.
The bell tolls for thee.
Barry the Boater. Any comments about the sea monkeys? Anything you'd like to do? We are going to have an official ceremony real quick to you know, a burial at sea or something. But do you have any comments about the sea monkeys or no?
I wrote an homage.
You did?
Yeah.
That's cheese. About that's
your
French
family.
For cheese.
Oh.
Right.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. Okay, go. Okay. Right.
May they find peace cornbread, and baked potatoes as they ascend to meet their reward at the Red Lobster in the sky.
Okay. Interesting.
That's beautiful.
Does bring a tear to your eye.
Thank you, Barry.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take care of this. Let's do this properly. And out of respect for the dead, could we please kill the Facebook Live sure. video? I do not want use my little plain book there to cover up the camera. There are people joining us on Facebook Live. But
did I get it?
Yeah. Out of respect for the dead, we're going to turn the camera off as we salute these guys appropriately. I mean, they did their part. They were there for us. And it's only appropriate that we send them off. Yeah, 21 gun salute and the whole thing. All right, let's go over and let's take that bottle. It's mermaid rum. That's what I transferred to it. Hopefully they died with a smile on their face. But we're gathered around the throne. Bubble boy. CJ. Okay, he's starting off.
The 21 gun salute I was thinking. It's you get a little gassy.
We thought you said 21 bun.
Oh. Okay. Oh. Inappropriate. Okay.
Is that asparagus?
That was 21 right there.
Are you guys counting?
Pour it in. All right, good job, CJ. Let's go. Thank you. Thank you for all you did for us. We salute you.
Oh, God, it's clogging.
Enjoy your burial at sea.
Greg, you could have at least flushed the toilet before you put the sea monkeys in there.
Comfort him, please, Bubble Boy. Please.
It's okay,
Greg.
It's okay.
Yes, Barry.
You know, we had sea monkeys here one time, and they went through a cycle where it seemed like they had all died off, and then they came back. There were eggs left over. What? Did you double check to make sure none of that had happened?
Why?
Uh-oh.
Why? Where's Max?
He's gone. I banished
him. Killed them.
Flushed
him
too?
This didn't have to happen. This is a senseless tragedy.
I agree. That it's definitely a tragedy. It is.
Your son
senseless.
Could be a killer, Greg. It starts with sea monkeys. Next thing you know, he's killing lobster. Wait.
What?
You kill lobster.
Yes, I do. But I eat them. The sea monkeys weren't, you know. Well, first of all, they were dead. That would be gross to eat them.
You mollusk.
They hadn't grown into the edible, you know, chunks.
It's too
much. Open. Let's go ahead and open up the Facebook Live video. Now they will see the sea monkeys have passed on, and we can move on.
How are we supposed to do a show now?
You're losing viewers.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they were wondering, but, you know, like I said, out of respect for the dead. Great. And by the way, did I say I apologize?
No, not in advance.
You say it all the time.
Yeah. Bubble Boy, yes?
I just, you know, before we end this, I just wanted to say that I knew the sea monkeys for quite a few months, but they knew me their whole life.
Huh.
And wow. My only regret is that I never got a chance to take them high altitude diving in Lake Titicaca.
Huh.
Damn you.
God bless.
Okay. Well, you know, I did apologize once. Never enough. But anyway, there
He's
you go.
He's the motorboat champion.
We're going to have to start again.
He's the motorboat champion.
So much for
Lake
growing
Tinkaka.
Our own mermaids. That plan is out the window.
No, it isn't. We could always buy another.
Buy another bass?
Shut up, Barry! I'm sorry.
Oh, you can't just go out and buy that kind of love and dedication that they... well, actually, maybe... I think
it took us minutes,
but it was like
to form this kind of bond.
Yeah, you can.
It was like $29 for that. So, you know,
what about Dennis?
What about him?
He's the one that gifted you with those.
This is true,
guys.
Yeah, and I know for a fact he's not willing to blow another $29. But he's thinking like,
how can you
they
joke
got
about
way
this?
More mileage out of that bit than he ever imagined.
Priceless, Greg.
Yeah. Anyway,
you can't put a price on that, on a pet.
Well, maybe.
Oh, how many sea monkeys did you have?
I never counted. I just saw things, you know, specks, you know, swimming around.
If you had 29 of them, then it was a dollar a monkey.
Okay, well, I didn't pay for them. I mean, I wouldn't pay for that crap. Are you kidding me? What a waste of money. Jeez.
There were exactly 37.
Yeah. But it was fun while it lasted. See ya, monkeys. Anyway, we got some other cool stuff to talk about today.
So callous. So cold.
No. I mean, we gave them a proper burial at sea. 21 gun salute or bun salute, according to Bubble Boy. That was all him, by the way, just so you know. Yeah, in Mexico.
That's why I'm Bubble Boy.
Right before he came into the studio today. God bless them, everyone. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Explore new places. Make new friends. Do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Jackie and Peter are fun. They go to concerts. They are both getting their scuba licenses.
Don't like scuba people. Uh-huh. I'm a dry land guy.
I know how you feel about fish people.
No, fish people are the worst, okay?
I think you should give it to me.
Scuba,
scuba.
What?
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
You know, baby.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
That was a party.
Scuba boy, won't you take me there too?
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. Barry the Boater, and then Eric Douglas, author extraordinaire, with us, connected via the web today as well. Full crew, a little down because of the death of our sea monkey mascots here at Scuba Radio's headquarters. However, we will thunder on. Or is it thunder on? Is that what the word was?
Roll on.
We will dive on.
Soldier on.
Okay, we can do that too. But, you know, they've been released into the sea, burial at sea. So through the plumbing, they'll eventually end up in the sea.
You know what I'm impressed most by?
What's that?
Out of this whole affair?
Yeah.
Not only the dignity that you showed them,
mm-hmm.
but how you got their tiny ashes into all those little tiny urns.
Yeah. Yeah, we went through, we spared no expense.
I mean, where'd he even get urns?
Literally no expense. Literally. But, you know, that's just what you do. They gave, we gave, and now we've given back. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Sea monkeys here are here for your lust. No?
What?
I don't. Anyway.
That's not right.
They were released through the plumbing back into the ocean. Eventually, they'll get there. And you know, it's about the water, which is kind of like, you know, right out of a spy novel of Eric Douglas. And, you know, Eric's latest release, what hadn't been released yet, but I've been proofing it.
I got about
10 pages to go, and I really love it. But it's about, you know, water contamination and stuff like that. Right, Eric? We can tell him that much.
That's a segue to end all segues, I think. I'm impressed that you could pull that one off.
Well, I don't want to give any more spoilers, but there are not sea monkeys in it.
There are no sea monkeys in the story. That
yes,
is correct.
We can share that.
But
much.
It is about contaminated water, so mm-hmm. so yeah, you know, that sort of makes sense.
Right. So, you know, but I tell you, it's a phenomenal book. And I only got about 15 pages left, so I'm going to finish it up by the end of this weekend. I look forward to it. And you hope to have this book out by when again? At booksbyeric.com?
It is available for pre-order now. The new story is called Water Crisis Day Zero. It is available for pre-order now. You can go to my website, and then there are links on there to whether you're getting it through iBooks or Nook or through Kindle or whatever your ebook reader is. The paperback version, and well, the pre-order ends on July 31st. The book drops on July 31st, and it'll be available in paperback and or ebook.
Okay, excellent. And once again, place to go to get all this stuff and be ready for it, or the starting point, is booksbyeric.com. And you can go there and get your links to Amazon and whatever version of the book you want to get. And order accordingly. All of them, not just this new one that you can pre-order. Go back.
Yeah, this is the 10th. Can you believe that? This is the 10th book in the
no
Mike Scott
way.
Series.
Yes. You know, that was like pre-Sea Monkey. He has an entire, he had like 9 books written before we even birthed the Sea Monkeys here on
the Think
show.
About that.
Yeah.
They lived their lives not even knowing how long Mike Scott had been around.
True. Gosh. We're going to have a lot of these flashbacks, and it's going to bring us down, guys.
Hey, Greg?
Yeah, yes.
I just had to call in.
Oh, hey, it's Casey. Casey the tobacco nut.
I'm very upset.
Fire the screener.
Okay.
I'm very upset about the Sea Monkeys. I had all my money invested in the Sea Monkey stock.
Right.
And now they're dead.
Well, you know, and you're late joining us, Casey, because it was just too much to handle. I'm guessing.
I've literally been sobbing on the couch. Yeah. Kathy's been pouring rum over me and hoping I'd feel better, but
that always helps.
Yeah, it does, actually.
No, Casey, the rum's supposed to go in you.
Well, when I rolled over kicking and screaming, some of it did fall in. So
okay. Into certain crevices.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was sobbing into the cushion, then roll over kicking, screaming, gulp rum.
Makes for fun.
Sob into the cushion.
Bedroom excitement. We'll leave it at that.
Pussies.
Jerry the Diver Guy is so distraught, he can't even be on the show today. However, he is on Facebook Live, I see, and he's kind of, you know, sharing some of his sorrow.
Be strong, Jerry.
He's drinking. He's drinking.
No, I don't think. Duh. I think he's crying. He's drowning his sorrows on Facebook Live with the rest of the
folks. Tears of moonshine.
Because this is brand new news to him, and everybody who's hearing this for the first time. I was thinking about we might need to get some counselors available,
Greg,
but nah, who cares? Yeah, Barry.
Greg, do you still have the Sea Monkey tank?
Yeah, I do. Uh-oh. What was that?
You can order a whole new kit of Sea Monkeys without the tank.
Why would I want to do that?
Would I want to do that?
Yeah, that was an evil Barry the Boater laugh, wasn't it? Okay. Hey, by the way, if you missed it, Daryl Milkos. Miklos. Miklos.
Milk-toast.
I said it wrong earlier.
Not Milktoast.
Mipos?
Miklos. Right? I'm saying Miklos. Right.
That's a Russian cracker.
No.
I think it's Miklos.
Okay, we'll go with that one. Miklos. I like that better.
Ricola.
He is from Cooper's Treasure. He's going to join us in just a bit. This show on Discovery, big fan of it. I really do enjoy it. There's a lot of diving in this show, by the way, and pretty cool thing you can watch on Discovery Channel. They just started their second season. I think they're about three episodes in, but they're diving in the Bahamas for treasure from a map that was developed from Gordon Cooper while he was an astronaut, part of the Mercury 7 crew. It's a really interesting story, and there's a lot of diving on the TV show. So we got that. We got some Shark Week stuff to talk about. And once again, Roz from the UK is going to give us some insight on what's been going on in Thailand with the kids in the cave and how the tech diving community in the UK and Britain are involved in that whole rescue
operation.
Before
we talk to her,
yeah,
is it Phuket?
Phuket? What do you mean?
Phuket.
Oh, well, you mean Thailand where they are?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with that.
How do you say that?
That's Phuket. How I say it. Phuket, yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to mispronounce that.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm not going to let you talk during that part, so don't worry.
Good call.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's all coming up. And then, plus, there's some big news that we got to talk about. There's been something that circulated out on the internet about the Professional Association of Dive Instructors, PADI, being up for sale. And it's caused quite a ruckus. And we'll chat about that at some point during the show today, too. So a lot going on. Stick around. Just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me. We got Eric Douglas. We got Casey the Tobacco Nut. We got Barry the Boater. We got a full crew. And if that weren't enough, we're going to talk to Daryl Milkos of Cooper's Treasure. And I got to say, it's a really cool show. I really enjoy it immensely, and I believe we may have him on the line right now. Daryl, are you there? Come in.
I am right here, guys. How
excellent. Hey, I love your show, first off. Let me just brown nose right up front. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, so you guys have been doing this show for a couple seasons. You're in the second season right now. How many more do we have to go? I know we're three in so far. Is it like 10 episodes this season, or what do we got coming?
Well, I wish it was 500 episodes, but there's eight this year. So we're in three so far, and we've got another five to go.
Okay. And you got, this whole thing with the story of getting Gordon Cooper's data from working with him back in the day, did that happen and then the folks from Discovery reached out, or did you reach to them and all of a sudden you say, hey, this would be a great TV show, or what?
No, I was actually, I own a company that does historical shipwreck recoveries, and a producer from Ample Entertainment was searching the internet, and he found me on the internet somehow and asked me what my background was, and then once I told them how I got involved in treasure hunting, they explained to me they were trying to do something with new content for television, a new type of TV. And we hit it off over the phone. I went to their offices, and the rest is history.
Well, there you go. And I got to say, it's very entertaining. Obviously, we're a scuba diving radio show, so we talk about things that have a connection to diving. There's a lot of diving in this show, and I got to talk to you about that. We got to take a quick break, but you can hang with us for a few minutes. Is that right?
I sure can.
Excellent. Daryl Milkos is our guest right now from Cooper's Treasure from Discovery Channel. Every Friday night at 9 p.m., he's coming up next with more on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Radio.
This liftoff marked the beginning of Gordon Cooper's 22 orbit flight.
Space is being explored for the benefit of mankind.
After his Mercury flight,
Gordon went back into space and took thousands of photographs of the Bahamas. And they all line up with the chart that Gordon gave my dad and I.
I have something here.
We could be looking at least 45 tons of treasure.
Oh my God.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. A little clip there from Cooper's Treasure on Discovery Channel, Friday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern. Check it out. Cool show. I love it. And Daryl Miklos. Am I saying it right, Daryl? I am so sorry. I have, you know, my dyslexia is kicking in, and I screw this up all the time, you know.
Yeah, no, Miklos is right. Or okay. Miklos, however you want to. Miklos. Yeah, but you got it right.
All right, Miklos. Excellent. Yeah. Now, so obviously you're doing some diving on this TV show. You guys are using full face masks and all that kind of stuff. Were you a big-time diver before you got into this treasure hunting thing, or was that a mission to the end where you learned how to dive because you wanted to get to the treasure?
I've been certified since I was 18 years old, so I've been diving for 37 years. So I've been diving a while, and I've been an avid water guy. I grew up in Laguna Beach, California, so I was a surfer before I was a diver, and I turned into a diver when I started to go out on expeditions with my father back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Mm-hmm. Now, according to the show, and I'll preface that because I don't know where you are now, but you're right here in Florida, like Melbourne, Florida, which is right down the road from us in Orlando, where we're based out of. Is that where you operate out of, or have you relocated, or is that for, you know, because you don't want people finding your home and you know, going there and say, hey,
well, he has treasure. I live on 123 Maple Street.
No, yes, exactly. Right.
No, I live in the West Coast. I live in Orange County, California, but our boats are operated out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Aha, okay. And so what we're seeing on this season obviously was filmed months ago. Can you give us any, you know, timetable? Like, are you in the middle of season three right now if they renew this thing for another season? Or what can you tell us in that regard?
Well, I'm sure that we've caught enough footage thus far in season one and two to do a whole season three already. So, yes, I mean, you could say in a way, yes, we've already filmed a lot of parts for season three. But I think I don't even know if I'm allowed to answer that question.
Well, that's what I figured, you know. See, you know, these treasure hunters, they keep stuff very close to the vest. And then they got their PR people.
Close to the BC.
Yes. That's it. But as far as what, okay, let's go back to what we're going to see this year. We're three episodes in. You're in the Bahamas. You've already found some really cool stuff. I've seen the first two. I missed last night's episode, and I apologize for that. But I know you guys are on the trail. It looks like you're on the trail to find something. Can you give us any teasers in that regard of what we might expect this season?
Yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is we started this search in an area about 200 square miles, and we're trying to reduce that search area, and it's basically following the trail or debris trail of shipwrecks that took place in this particular region of the Bahamas. And in order to condense that field of search, you've got to find more clues. And that's what the show's about, is us finding more clues and comparing that with the files that Gordon gave me, and perhaps even some further research that's going to be done by ourselves, and that's in an upcoming episode. So it's we're like detectives that work underwater at a crime scene that happened 400 years ago, and we need to put all the pieces together in order to figure out what exactly happened and where everything ended up.
Right. And as far as what happened last season in the Turks and Caicos, when you found that anchor, and then you start off this season, like, they came and took everything away. I mean, I was like, what the heck happened there? Hey, are we going to learn more about that this season, like where that where the status is with the Turks and Caicos or what?
Yeah, it really wasn't taken away from us. What happened was there was another competing treasure hunter who was applying for a salvage license in a nearby area to where we were, and he thought that we were infringing on his proposed lease site. Mm. So he called the Marine Patrol out there. When they found out that we weren't there, we were lifting up an anchor for documentation and photography, and then we were going to put it back in situ anyway. But they asked us for our paperwork. We gave them the paperwork. We went back, and we were frustrated because of the fact that that shouldn't have happened. They knew what we were doing. We have government officials on board, and it was more of like we were taken aback at their actions. And then so we're going through, it's not that it was taken away from us by any means. We're mm-hmm. just in the process of trying to make amends to the actual license agreement to allow us to do more excavation during the survey period. And that's Understood. Where we are with that.
Yeah, I mean, you guys obviously are doing a lot of archaeology, record keeping and all that kind of stuff to, you know, save history, and that's great. But let's be real. This is treasure hunting. Is it kind of like you find one gold coin and the other one goes in your pocket, or no? It doesn't work like that?
No, not at all. I mean, in fact, it's to the contrary, honestly. We're here trying to do something for the benefit of these host countries. Look, most of the host countries whereby these shipwrecks are suffering economically, and if we can enable them, that's why we have government officials on board, and that's one of the reasons I agreed to document this with a film crew, so that if there was any doubts in their minds that we were going to be pocketing every other coin, all they would have to do is call us on it, and we have a government official signing daily logs, and then we can document we document everything we're doing. They just say, what were you doing at 3:30 on May 18, 2018? Well, here right. you go.
Yeah.
So
I got it. Yeah, and I kid. I'm kidding.
There's obviously. Cameras on him, too.
Well,
I mean, how could he possibly get away with that?
But, yeah, you see, you know, you want to find that big treasure, and that's what every diver's dream is, just to be swimming along, putzing around on your fins and looking down like, oh, my gosh, here's his chest. Let's go.
Yeah, but you don't want to find treasure and enjoy it in a jail cell.
Well, that's true. It? That wouldn't be much fun. No.
No.
I've seen the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. You get possessed and all kinds of stuff. Exactly. As far as the risk involved, I mean, you guys are doing, obviously, all kinds of diving and salvaging and that kind of stuff. And I saw on, like, I think episode 2 that you kind of called it on how deep the site you were looking for at that time. Said, hey, okay, that's too deep for what we're doing. Are you guys pushing any limits diving-wise, or it's mostly just recreational shallow water stuff? That's what I've seen so far. What do you think?
Well, most of the shipwrecks that we look for are in shallow water. That's why we're a shallow water shipwreck recovery specialist team. Mm-hmm. Deep water recoveries are much more expensive. But last year, I dove down to 206 feet on a single tank of air, and it was at fault of my own. I shouldn't have done that. It was very risky, but I made it back. I was fine. I do have lots of years of diving experience, but I would never recommend anybody do that.
Sure.
This year, we made sure that we weren't going to go beyond 100 feet without utilizing some sort of technology.
Right. Like that video ray or something like that, drones and stuff. Yeah, you got a lot of cool toys on that show. How did you get hold of all those? Just like did Discovery just say, go buy whatever you want. We'll pay for it.
Well, I don't know if it's part that. I mean, it's an agreement that, look, if you want us to do this in a proper fashion, you know, we can put so much in, and if you help us out, it's like it's an agreement between everybody. And the fact is, technology is what helps find this stuff faster. When you think about it, some people have searched for shipwrecks for decades just to find a shipwreck. We only have a certain limited amount of time in which to do that and to be able to find treasure. It's just not that easy. So we're going to use anything to make that easier for us, and that's technology.
Yeah, understood. Now, with all the adventure that you have going on with this show, Cooper's Treasure, once again, Friday nights, 9 p.m. on Discovery Channel, do you have time just to go out and dive and enjoy it in between all this chaos, or are you just on a mission and diving's just the means to the end, do you think?
You know, I do enjoy diving. I really do. But I haven't been able to go recreational diving in a long time. But I enjoy what I do so much. It's almost like my job is recreation in part, because I wouldn't want to do anything else. So I have just as much fun working as I would do if I were on vacation and diving, looking at coral reefs and fish.
Well, very nice. And I got to say, the passion that you have for what you're doing definitely comes through on the show. And that is a very big compliment. I love the energy. I think it's great. The fact that you guys spotlight a little diving, I think that's good for the diving industry. And it's all about sharing the love as far as we're concerned here at Scuba Radio. So I appreciate the efforts. And feel free to, you know, ship me a Spanish galleon when you find one and they give you one of those to take home.
You got it. Yeah, I'll send you one, a little tiny one in a bottle.
Yes, exactly. I appreciate it. Well, Daryl, thank you so much. And we'll keep watching, okay?
Thank you very much, and a shout out to all the fans, and just keep watching Discovery Channel 9 p.m. on Fridays. Watch it. It's a good show. I love it. We're passionate about it, and we love history, and we love diving.
Absolutely.
Keep diving. Spread the word.
We will do. Daryl Miklos, or Miklos. Miklos. There we go.
Miklos.
Right.
Michelob.
From Cooper's Treasure. How cool was that, guys?
That was like real it? Cool.
Now, yeah. Now you haven't seen the show, but now you want to see it, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I do.
I've been watching it.
I'm looking at the website right now. It's pretty cool.
Very cool show. Fridays, 9 p.m., or, you know, DVR it and watch it whenever.
And he's based out of Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. How about that? See, we know some of the same folks. More coming up. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the Top Down at Explorer Ventures liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Explore new places, make new friends, do cool things. With more than 70% of our planet covered in water, why limit your possibilities for happiness and enjoyment? Let the National Association of Underwater Instructors, NAUI, lead you in your quest for underwater exploration and entertainment. Visit a NAUI facility or locate a NAUI instructor near you at NAUI.org.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Yeah, and all ready to use.
Things are beginning to add up.
I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving for friends in low places. Thanks again to Daryl Miklos from Cooper's Treasure for joining us. That was very nice. You know, kind of a holiday weekend. He was nice enough to spend a few minutes with us here on the show today. Pretty cool guy. I love the show. Big time. By the way, I see everybody in Facebook Live. Let's see. We got, what is that? Well, Jerry, the diver guy, is crying to everybody in there in the mountains of Virginia. He's still too distraught to join us on the air today. Because of the loss of our Scuba Radio Sea Monkeys. But we wish him the best, and hopefully next week he'll be okay. Rodney checking in from, what is that? Flatwoods, Kentucky, home of Greenboro Lake Scuba. All right, a little shout-out to those guys. Oh, Phil Nico is on the road. He's in Facebook Live.
Phil Nico, the major league pitcher, knuckleballer?
No, Phil Nico.
Oh.
Nico, the diver, our diver guy friend. And then Kai from St. Pete Beach in Florida. So just a few folks that are joining us on Facebook Live today and staring at me. and making me feel slightly awkward. You know, but no,
well, we stare at you too.
Yeah, and so I have. Yeah, it's yeah. Quit that, will you? That's very strange. You're making me uncomfortable. All right. So anyway, we have some news, industry news, that we're going to dive into here in just a bit, and then kicking off hour two, Roz from the UK is going to connect with us and give us a report on what's been going on in Thailand at the caves with Phuket. The soccer team. Yeah, Phuket, Thailand. We'll go with that. And but because she has some diver friends in the UK diving community, cave diving community, that are assisting that process.
Man, talk about topical.
What do you mean?
You are on top of it this week.
Well, thank you.
In the news.
Yeah, we're right there. We got our hand on the pulse. That is the pulse, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, don't put your hand
finger
there.
On the pulse.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
It's throbbing is all we know.
No, quit it.
Hello.
Stop.
Hello.
All right, so this dive industry news breaks over the holiday and goes crazy. I mean, there was a post. Actually, it's we know the guy, Eric and I. That started it, and then the speculation just has went off the chart. Would you agree with me on this, Eric? About
I think that's a pretty good summation of it.
Yeah, basically, there was an article written and published online about how PADI, the Professional Association of Dive Instructors, is once again up for sale. Now, this is kind of insider stuff, but it's kind of interesting to talk about this a little bit or find out what's going on or get to the bottom of it, because it does affect everybody. You know,
does this mean my C card will be no good?
No, I don't think that. What happened? PADI was sold. It's been about a year or two, I guess.
A year and a half, probably. Yeah.
To the Chinese?
Well, that actually was one of the rumors, but that one was kind of squashed and said, no, that's conspiracy theorist talk.
It'd be Pad Thai.
And, but there's been a lot of rumblings on the internet of what's going on with PADI. You know, what are they trying to do? The new owners, are they going to make it bigger and better? Or are they trying to squeeze it or what? And then all of a sudden this article gets put out that, hey, they're up for sale again. Already, the owners that have them now are trying to sell them as quick as they can and squeeze them for more money or whatever. So, I mean, PADI's a big organization all around the world. They're the biggest, dive agency in the world for sure. But the other guys are coming up and starting to nip at their heels. I mean, now he's making a lot of progress. Several other agencies doing a lot
SSI,
of things.
SSI,
SSI, right. And so anyway, this story comes out. And normally there wouldn't be much chatter or response. But boy, I'll tell you what, Drew Richardson, CEO of PADI, he put out a direct response. Said, hey, hold the phone there, boys. Quit it.
Hang on to your snorkels.
Yes, we're not for sale. That's what he's saying. So, it made me think, like, boy, this was pretty serious stuff. They were getting a lot of calls at HQ out there at Rancho San Margarita, which is where PADI is headquartered, that was starting to concern them and asking those questions like you just did. Like, hey, is my PADI C card going to be valid in a year or something? Is something going on? I don't worry about that. I don't think that's going to happen at all. But are they going to be sold again? Who knows? He says no, and I guess we'll have to leave it at that for now. What do you think? You have any comments about this, Eric? What do you think about all this crazy talk?
I mean, part of it's just kind of the world we live in right now, that companies are now owned by holding companies. The people who bought PADI aren't interested in running PADI. They didn't buy it for that. They bought it as a profit-making entity, and they left Drew and the rest of the management team in place, or most of it, as far as I know. I assume they left all of it. But that's kind of, the world we live in. But, I don't know. It's intriguing. The points that were brought up, Drew came out very flatly and said, no, it's not. We're not for sale anymore. However, I remember a lot of negative comments the last time it was for sale. Would they say, yeah, we're actually are for sale, and we're entertaining bidders? No, they wouldn't say that. So right. I don't know. It's interesting.
Yeah, we'll have to wait and see. I will say that behind the scenes, even what we've dealt with here behind the scenes at Scuba Radio, I got to tell you, there's been some crazy industry insider stuff and conspiracy stuff been thrown around here the last 6 months. Who knows what it means?
Like aliens?
Yes. Taken over.
There was a movie, I think. But there was probably dive stuff.
Jaws. There. You're thinking of Jaws.
It could have been. It might have been. No. I don't
know. The truth is out there.
Yeah, it's out there somewhere. We'll get to it eventually, but we'll have to leave it at that for now. Roz from the UK. Talking about the cave divers in Thailand. That's coming up. Also, Shark Week stuff. Yes, it's almost upon us. We got the dive guy to give us a report. That's all in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.